This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wemugovera kurume 19, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 13860 ne15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Vanhu vekumaruva ivava vanonyanya kukoshera kuvari ndovanhu vanonyanya kutambudzwa nezvanupenyu, ndovanhu vanoshungurudzwa nezvanupenyu, ndovanhu vakarohwa kutaura vadambeita panyaya dzevhaiorenzi.
Mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoenderera mberi vachiita misangano kuMashonaland East Province kugadzirira sarudzo dza2018.
Kune shumba 3 dzakazofa ini vabereki vaita musoro pamwe chete bhosi dambudziko iri raiita, asi vewildlife vainoka kuuya kuti attention. Saka kune vanhu dzakazofa idzo dziri 3 shumba idzodzodzo.
Munyaya dzatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa, nhasi tiri kuenda kumanikaland uko kune shumba dzanetsa. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vari kuenderera mberi nemisangano yavo kuMashonaland East Province vachisangana nevatsigiri vavo mudunhu iri kugadzirira sarudzo dzemuna 2018. Kuti tinzwe zvizhinji, tabata mutauriro wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka.
Vanenge vari pasadza Growth Point nenguva dza12 mangwanani na2 o'clock vanozoenderera mberi vanoita musangano wavo wekupedzisira paGarwe Stadium inongosanganisa vanobva kuChikomba West nezvimwe nzvimbo dzakatenderedza kuGare Chief. Vobva vapedza misangano yavo yekumasiti kumazuva matatu anotanga mangwana kusvika musi wesvondo.
Ko, tichitarisa musangano iwe wesvondo uyu wekuChikomba uyu wakakosha zvakadii?
Misangano yese yakangokosha Blessing, hapana watingati wakakosha zvakadii. Vanhu vekumaruva ivava vanonyanya kutikoshera kuvari MDT, ndovanhu vanonyanya kutambudzwa nezvanupenyu, ndovanhu vanoshungurudzwa nezvanupenyu, ndovanhu vakarohwa sekutaura vadambeita panyaya dzevhaiorenzi. So tinovakoshesa zvikuru vanhu vekumaruva, misangano yese hapana watingati wakakosha kunda mumwe. Kwese kune vanhu, kwese kune vanhu vanoda shandu. Saka tinokoshesa misangano yese yavachaita paweekend. Unofanira kuziva zvakare Blessing kuti kumashiti ikoku nekukoshesa kwatinoita vanhu vekumaruva ndo kwatakaenda zvakare gore rakapera tichinoserebhureta tichipinda anivhesari emdc tikuChikomba pamwe zvamariva tichizvisunda. Saka tinokoshesa zvikuru vanhu vekumaruva nekusvika kwavakaita nenyaya dzeshanduko zvisina basa nekushimbudzwa kwavanoitwa nezvanupenyu, asi tinoziva kuti 2018 achisvika, haiwa tichetetere mvura yegoi tiva kupedza nezvanupenyu zvachose.
Mutauriri wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka vari parunare muHarare. Muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa, tine hurukuro navaShingai Gapara vekumusika vanhu kuManikaland, avo vanoti kune shumba dziri kurura munharaunda yavo asi dzimwe dzinonzi dzakazoisirwa muchetura dzikafa. Asi vebazi rezvekuchengetedzwa kwemhuka havakurudzire vanhu kuti vatyore mitemo nekuraya mhuka dzemusango. Taita hurukuro navaGapara kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika.
Nzvimbo dziri kuafektwa kunyanya kuward 20 mumusikavanhu constituency inova inobata Chibuwe, Mutovhoti, Ndunduma, Masimbe, ndo nzvimbo dzanyanya kurura panyaya dzeshumba idzodzo.
Tiri kunzwa kuti pane shumba dzakazourayiwa, mukatiudza kuti zvakafamba sei?
Ehe, kune shumba 3 dzakazofa ini vabereki vaita musoro pamwe chete bhosi dambudziko iri raiita, asi vewildlife vainoka kuuya kuti attention. Saka kune vanhu dzakazofa idzo dziri 3 shumba idzodzodzo.
Dzakaurayiwa seidzi?
Ya zvinofungidzirwa kuti shumba idzi dzakapuwa poison but hapana unombo wakakwana kuti ipoison here yakadzi dzakapuwa asi zvino zvinofungidzirwa kuti dzakapuwa poison yevagari vaona kuti shumba idzi dzanga dzanesa pasina rubatsiro rwanga rwabva ku National Wildlife kuti iye kuzobatsira kuuraya shumba idzodzo.
Asi hazvina njodzi here zvekushandisa muchetura izvi?
Yes, njodzi dzinadzo because shumba idzodzo vanhu vanokwanisa kuzvishandisa kurya nyama yacho. Saka vanhu vangazodya nyama inonga yaane poison iyoyo vanogona kuzoaffectwa futi. Uye futi ukama hwakanaka pakati pevagari nevewildlife unonga usina ukama hwakanaka ipapo.
Shumba dziri kukonzera matambudziko akaita sei munharaunda yenyu?
Ya, shumba dziri kudya mombe dzevanhu pasina compensation inobva kuvanikazi vemaparks akatenderedza iwawo. Saka mombe dzavanhu dzapera then zvakutochirwa kuziro kuna futi kuzokwadza futi even upenyu hwavanhu. Izvi because dziri kuuya futi munorimwa tine irrigation iri padhuze naSave. Saka vanhu kuti vanozoenda kuita mabasa avo ekurima kumanhero aya zvaakukonzera maproblems because vanhu vaakutya kuti vangaenda iko vanogona kuzodyiwa neshumba idzodzo.
Dzingani dzaonekwa munharaunda yenyu?
So far dzaurayiwa izvozvizvi i3. Last year pakamborayiwa futi imwe yanga yasvupa futi paneighborhood yedu yepamaronga ipapapo yakamborayiwa futi 1 asi zvine zvino dzaadinfrawo kufa izvozvizvi i3 ndodzazofa izvozvizvi.
Asi kune dzimwe dzichirimo here munharaunda?
Yes, dzakawanda because dzinobva kugame ripadhuze nesiro ripadhuze nesipa ndobe dzinobva dzichiuya kundoataka nezvifuyo zvedu kunoku.
Inonzi game park
inonzi Save Conservancy inoranwa nemurunga anonzi Wato.
VaShingai Gapara, mugari wekumusikavanhu constituency kumaruwa ekumanikaland, vanga vari parunhare kumusikavanhu kwakare.
We love y'all.
Saverio.
Yeah.
Tete Precious.
Now we're Chief G.
My Isabel.
Yeah, man.
Na father, my sister. Na father, munu wese, my sister. Doro tanira basita, father, bari basita, father, gana my ancestors. Yeah. Waya, waya.
Inini ndinoitwa Shiltoman, a.k.a. Romeo Anthony the Dancer, father. Magatera Studio 7.
Waya,
waya. Muza, waya, waya.
Iko zvino tochienda kuna Marvelous Mhlanganya uye achitipa chirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi kana kuti Women's Forum.
Ndinokuchingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nasi muchirongwa chedu tiri kuenderera mberi nehurukuro naamai Nyasha Chikwinya, avo vanova ivo gurukota rinoona nezvemadzimai munyika. Tinokuchingamidzai zvakare pachirongwa chedu amai Chikwinya.
Ini ndakabva muimba ya Kenneth na Nildred Chikwinya. Kwamutare uko baba vangu vanga vari dokta munyaya dzedzidzo, mai vangu vanga vari ticha. Ndakakudzwa muchechi inonzi United Methodist Church kuno. Ndikaenda kuchikoro kwaMutambara, ndikaenda kuchikoro kwaHartville. Ndikabvekazve kwaMutambara, anababa vangu vaenda kuchikoro. Ndikazobva ndiri kuchikoro kwaMutambara, ndikaendawo nevamwe vasikana vakawanda nevamwe vakomana kuenda kunosunungura nyika yeZimbabwe. Ndakazodzokawo 1980 taakupinda mu independent. Asa handia kushika nchigara kumba. Taka vanda chikoro dzokera kuchikoro honda nisina kupedza O-level yangu zvakanaka. Taka chikoita O-level yangu ku University Evening School. Tika ita A-level yangu. Ndika enda ku University of Zambia. Tika bandika enda pa University of Zimbabwe. Ndika tenda murumende. Kwe makore akati wandei. Ndili ku ministry. Iyo iya ndiri ina ndangandiri mshandi wayo. Tika vita assistant officer research. Tika ita undersecretary wayo. Tishanda ni madzimai. Ndika zobaa. Ndikazoenda kuministry yemukuru wenyika ndichishanda namai Mugabe nyakuenda Sande Mugabe vachindidzidzisa zvemadzimai ndichiona zvavanga vachiita mafambiro avanga vachiita kuronga maprograms kuronga maofisi kugadzira maprogram atinoti maconferences maseminars nemarali kuzvinorongwa sei uyezve zvinoshandwa sei. Ndadaro pakashaya mai ndanga ndaine ruzivo rwakanaka rwekuti ndipinde mupolitics. Ndakabva ndapinda kuita member of parliament kuHarare North constituency. Ndabva ndapinda zvakare ndobva ndambodyiwa.
Pamakawanikwa muchidyiwa apa makabva maregedza here zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti zvakafamba sei?
Pandakadyiwa kwapinda manje MDC nezanopi ndobva ndambodyiwa yana zvichidiki dzisini akandina kuora moyo ndakaramba ndichingoshanda mubasa rangu kukunda vanda kuona kutamudzwa kwemadzimai ndobvanda tanga women's organization yangu inozvi women's roundtable tikatenderera pasina dzese tichaga mari 2008-2009 madzimai eZimbabwe ndiwo akabatanika takakohwaira chikohwaira kwana Dubai kwana China kuAmerica kwana Egypt chinotengesa tikaita mari yakasimudzanika panguva iyoyo organization yandotungamira ichiriko ichiri kutofamba takuenda kutrena madzimai pakanzi zveminda tikabatsira madzimai akawanda kutsvaga minda pakanzi zvemigodhi tabva tauyawo tikati 50-50 tine madzimai akawanda ari kuita zvegoridhe ndobva ndazopinda zvakare pamember of parliament ekumutare south ndakanga ndaona madzimai ekumusha ariwo ane maproblems akawandisa saka ndakabva ndadi ndakabva ndaenda kumusha kunoita member of parliament kumutare south saka iko je ndirimemba parliament kurural constituency pandakaona kune matambudziko akawanda kumadzimai saka naizvozvo tiri kushanda tiri ikoko ndiri ikoko ndokwandakatorwawo napresident Robert Mugabe kuti ndiite minister
pane zvamuri kuita here mukushandawo nemadzimai echidiki
tine zvirongwa zvinonzi mentorship mentorship kuti semunhu akaita seni ndiri minista uyezve ndiri muri yorusununguko uyezve ndanga ndimburi mabhizinesi vaone pandakatangira zvandakagona nezvindakakadza votora zvindakagona izvozvo kuti vasvikewo pandakasvika vari mumabhizinesi tichivaonesawo mamiriro akaita nyika vachigoogleawo pamaindaneti tichivabetsera kuti vaone zvakaita nyika nemaopportunities aripo kuti vakwanise kukurawo uyezve kuti vasatye chinonyaudzosera madzimai kumashure kutya tine bhuku rinoti fear not the lobbies with you madzimai vakwanise kupinda kuarmy vakwanise kupinda kupolisi madzimai vakwanise kuitawo maengineer madoctors mabasa anonzi aiendeevarume madzimai abvaziya kuti aiwa hapana chinotyisa tiri kufara kuti kuno kuti ane vanoburutsa ndege vasikana taane vari kuair force magenerals kuarmy emadzimai zviri kureva kuti taakuda kuno kuti tinandamirewo paplanet 50-50 iya chipana mukana unoenzana 50-50 kumadzimai nekuvana baba ndezvo takatarisa kuti katausvika panhamo iyoyoka vasikana vange vashinga vange vafunda vange vakuziva kodzoro yavo vange vakuziva position yavo musociety uyezve vagara vachiona tiri kuita isusu kuti kuti vakwanise zvosvikawo zvinhamo izvozvo
aiwa nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje tinokutendai amai Nyasha Chikwinya gurukota rinomirira madzimai kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington
tinotenda Marvelous
kuzvikoro zvepamusoro zvimamiriro azvakaita tingati inyonganyonga nokuti tikatarisa panguva ino yatiri vadzidzi vakawanda vanosvika zviuru nezviuru vavachikwanisa kupinda pazvikoro nekuti havana kuwana mari yekubhadhara chikoro
mangwana muchirongwa chedu cheyouth forum tiri kuita hurukuro nemunyori mukuru wesangano rezimbabwe national students union kana kuti zinasu vamakomborero haruzivishe iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichienda kuna jonga kandemiri achitipa chirongwa upenyu hwedu our lives
ndinokutambirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu cheupenyu hwedu umwe tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu anemi muchirongwa semazuva ose ndini wenyu jonga kandemiiri ndiri muwashington dc nhasi tiri kutarisa mashoko atiri kuwana kubva kune vamwe vagari vemudunhu remashonaland east vari kuti vari kunyimwa chikafu chinofanira kunge chichigoverwa vanhu vari kutambura nenzara iyi vachipomerwa mhosva yekuve nhengo dzebato remdct rinopikisa muhurukuro yedu tina sachigaro wemdct mudunhu remashonaland east vapineo denga tinogamuchirai nemufaro pastudio 7 vadenga
aiwa tinotenda baba vajonga kwakadiko kunyika dzinotonhorera uko
aiwa munongoziva zvakanzi kusina mai hakuendwe asi sechigondo ratiri kugona kuzvitungira tega
aiwa tinotenda
Vadenga tati nasiti kunetsei imimuri sachigaro wedu nremashonaland east muchimirira bato remdct tirikunzwa kubva kunengo dzenyu dzakawanda mudunhu remashonaland east dziri kuti dziri kunyimwa chikafu panenge pachigoyerwa chikafu nenyaya yekuti vanotsigira bato remdct mungatudza kuti damudziko iri rakamira sei uye rakakura sei mudunhu menyu
Babo wajonga nyaya yechikafu iyi munoziva kuti nyaya yenzara inyaya hombeni muzimbabwe kunyanya-nyanya iyo sizeni inoyatiri asi nyaya yekunyimwa chikafu kwevanhu vemdc hakuna kutanga zvako nhasi kwave nemakore kuchingonzi munhu wese angoonekwa ari mustrakti yemdc anobva anzi nemasabhuku uyoyo ndowekuimba ikwamainini saka hapana unge achiwana chikafu chehurumende asi sekuziva kwenyu chikafu chehurumende chinofanira kunge chichipuhwa munhu wese wemuzimbabwe nokuti vana vezimbabwe ndiyo hurumende
saka imi zvii zvamuri kuzoitawo kubatsira nhengo dzenyu nechikafu uyewo kugadzirisa matambudziko amuri kuti agara ari mudunhu menyu
haiye zvino isusu takatotaurira masapotas edu emdc kuti iye zvino kana chikafu chouya mukaona unenge watiye hamufanira kunge muchichiwana munhu iyeye ndiyo mhandu yenyu saka inini todhilai nemunhu iyeye batanai sevana vezimbabwe nokuti nzara iri mudzimba dzese saka vana vezimbabwe ngavabatani vorwisa munhu iyeye anenge achiramba nechikafu kana rori rikauya vanhu vakatanga kugoverana pachizivano inini ngobvutaiwo chikafu chachona murorero nokuti mungatofe nenzara ndo polisi yataakupa iye zvino
asi vadenga hamuzoonekwa here sekunge muri kukurudzira mhirizhonga kana muchiti nhengo dzenyu dzirwise kana kubvuta chikafu
aiwazve kana structure yehurumende ichitadza kuita distribution yakanaka kuruzhinji chinopedzisira choitika ndechekuti iyo povho pake zvayo inopedzisira yaakupinda mudura rehurumende imomo zvenharo nokuti chikafu ichi chinobva kubva kumari dzinobhadharwa nevanhu mukutenga zvinhu mungava masupermarket vachibatirwa mataxis imwe mari inobvawo kuvana vevanhu ivavo vanenge vachishungurudzwa kumaruzevha vanenge vachishandawo mumaguta achibatirwa kumabasa kwavanoshanda saka mari iyoyo inofanira kunge ichivasapota kumamisha ikoko saka tiri kuti izvo kana chikafu chauya mari ndeyenyu yatenga chikafu saka munhu wese ngaawane hongu toziva kuti hurumende ingaremerwe kuti itengere munhu wese chikafu nokuti mari yainayo mudura ishoma asi hazvifaniri kunge zvichinongedzerwa kunzi wabuda mumba maani kuti uwane chikafu
matunhu amunganyanyosimudza kuti ari kusangana nedambudziko iri zvakanyanya ndeapi
maripots atiri kunyanya kuwana kubva kunana chikomba kwatakaita anivhesari yedu uko pari kunyorwa vanhu mazita vanonzi vaya vakaenda kupurogiramu yavatsvangira yakaitwa kunharira yeanivhesari inonzi the black 16 september vanhu ivavo vakabva vablacklistwa vese vakaenda kuanivhesari iyoyo kuburikidza nachifu musarurwa ndiye ari kutopa instruction iyoyo kumawadzi kwese kuti vese vakaenda kuanivhesari yemdc hafa hunge vachiwana chikafu zvakafanana izvozvo zviri kuwanikwa kunana mutokoko kwekutoti tina vamwe amai vedu vanotoriwo nechigayowo zvavo chigayo chavo mai vekwadzamara vakatenga chigayo chavo chavari kufa kunge vachigaisira community vaona kuti munhu yaakuzviraramira akutonzi wese anonogaisa pachigayo chamai dzamara tiri kubva tamubvisa palisti yekuti anga achitambira chikafu kubva kuhurumende noreva kuti udzvinyiriri hwachona hwakapararira kwese kwese
aiwa tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu uye tinokutendai vadenga nekuwana nguva yekutaura nesu pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevana vezimbabwe onekai zvenyu vateereri
aiwa tinotenda vateereri tiri tese munhamoi ngatirambei takabatana tinokunda chetu
manga makateerera kuna vapiniel denga vanove sachigaro webato remdct mudunhu remashonaland east muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwedu chirongwa ichi munochipiwa neni wenyu jonga kandemiiri ndiri muwashington dc ndichiti ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya ndokusiyai mawoko ablessing zulu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru jonga sezvo nguva yedu yapera regaitimbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare mutungamiri wemdct vamogen tsvangirai vanoenderera mberi vachiita misangano kumashonaland east kugadzirira sarudzo dza2018 munyaya dzatinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhu kumaruwa tanga tiri kumanikaland uko kune shumba dzarura kune mimwe misha tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange mune zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu blessing zulu ndokusiyai mina gibs dube munhau dzechirungu
Thanks very much, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, March 19th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. ZANU-PF and opposition party officials say it may be difficult to recover $15 billion in potential diamond revenue, which was allegedly looted in Zimbabwe.
The $15 billion is our rough estimate, because like the president saying, these were the alluvial diamonds, which were right on top. So it was really a question of digging slightly and picking up. So how would you know how many of these colors were picked? There is no way.
A research indicates that women are still struggling to access housing programs in urban areas. And as usual, we'll focus on women's issues. ZANU-PF and opposition party officials say it may be difficult to recover $15 billion in potential diamond revenue, which was allegedly looted in Zimbabwe. Speaking in a political panel, Nick Mangwana of ZANU-PF and George Mkwananzi of the People's Democratic Party, led by Tendai Biti, agreed that blocking diamond mining loopholes is an insurmountable task. Mkwananzi says Biti, who is Zimbabwe's former finance minister, tried in vain to inform President Robert Mugabe's government about the leakages in the mining of diamonds in Manicaland. But Mangwana says it is untrue that ZANU-PF always wanted to work against Biti.
I think I agree with him on a lot of issues. What I don't agree with him on is this idea that Tendai Biti was a miracle worker who was picking this and picking that, and everything was being used to sabotage him. Because even after the Tendai Biti, after 2013, when in 2016, no money or no substantial amounts of money went into the coffers, into the fiscus. No, nothing went to the exchequer. So it wasn't about Tendai Biti. It wasn't about the GNU. It was because there were holes. It was because there were loopholes. And those loopholes remained. And it was because we are new into this diamond trade, and we learned a hard lesson, and for that matter, a very expensive lesson, which costed us $15 billion. Other people have been doing it for a long time. We are novices, and clearly we are inefficient and ineffective, or we were. From now on, we are trying to tighten up things and move forward and make the country benefit from its natural resources. That's where we are at.
But Mr. Mkwananzi, is it possible to actually plug the leakages?
It takes political will, but as long as there are some people who are benefiting from the leakages will be deliberately allowed to continue. So it must first be a decision at a political level that we want our natural resources to benefit Zimbabweans, not individuals in cahoot with foreigners who are coming to loot and leverage on our resources.
I totally agree with that. I totally identify with that sentiment. That's what it is. No thief wants the door locked. So if the thief sees that people are about to lock the door and he has got the responsibility, he's a locksmith, then you've got a problem. But if the thief is identified and removed, then we can change the locks.
But is it possible to identify the people who stole the diamonds, Mr. Mkwananzi?
It should be possible as long as they know who has put where to do what. Then they should retrace their steps and see whether those people were doing their job. What is it that went through their fingers which was not supposed to do so? And then they hold each person in each area where they were deployed to account for all the leakages that happened under their nose. They should be able to identify these people and bring them to book. If the Chinese managed to spirit out this diamond into their country or elsewhere where they sold them, surely there must be a way to make them to account and return our resources.
And lastly, Mr. Mangwana, can it be possible for them to return these resources?
Very unlikely. Like I said, for the nature of the crime itself was to make sure the water is as muddied as possible, so there is nothing to track. We've got reports of an airstrip where nothing was going through customs. People were just sprinting, like Israel rightly saying, things out. So straight from the mine into the plane, how can you account for that? The same system that was responsible for the whole value chain is still was responsible for the accounting as well. So really, the $15 billion is our rough estimate. Because like the president saying, these were the alluvial diamonds, which were right on top. So it was really a question of digging slightly and picking up. So how would you know how many of these colors were picked. There is no way. It basically means that they somehow navigated around the whole Kimberley process of certification of the diamonds. This was an organized crime. So like all organized crime, it's very difficult to get through the syndicate. You can stop it now, right, like we have done, but to track, we can't. There's dishonest, there's ineptitude. Our own people probably are guilty of dishonesty. Oh, sorry, of ineptitude. And some may be dishonest. Those ones, what you can simply do is fire them. What can you do? Can you charge them with a crime when actually all they did was to slip on the job? The problem is the ones which were dishonest. How do we track them? How do we know? Even all of us were simply circa, meaning approximately. Nobody knows. That's the whole nature of the crime. So we only, as I said, we hope the man will be recovered. It will be a good boost to our economy. But to be pragmatic, I would say don't hold your breath.
That was Nick Mangwana of ZANU-PF. You also heard from George Mkwananzi, deputy spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, speaking with Studio 7. President Robert Mugabe announced recently that his government only received about $2 billion in diamond revenue from manikaling fields. All companies mining diamonds have been ordered to cease operations. A recent research shows that Zimbabwe has not been adequately responding to rural urban migration, resulting in the continued marginalization of women regarding access to housing and other services. Our correspondent Itaurai Shaba brings us more.
The research titled Unearthing Exclusions Towards More Inclusive Zimbabwean Cities looked at gender equality in relation to women's experiences in urban areas. Consultant Shan Maseko told Studio 7 on the sidelines of a recent stakeholders meeting to disseminate some of the findings that the research was carried out in two residential areas each in Bulawayo, Harare and Kadoma, focusing on three main areas: housing, services and violence. Maseko said one of the major findings of the research is that there is a serious housing shortage resulting in overcrowding, which in turn leaves women vulnerable. She said most of those in need of accommodation cannot afford to buy housing stands or houses, and women remain disenfranchised owing to a number of institutional hindrances as well as corruption, barring them from accessing housing services as individuals. On service provision, Maseko said the research also showed that government had not been well prepared for the post-independence surge in rural to urban migration, which put a strain on infrastructure and services, especially water as well as sanitation.
I think one of the critical things is the fact that urban spaces were designed predominantly for single men who were also working in those areas. And then post-independence, that shifted. And now they became areas for families, households, and thriving communities. And certainly in the case of Mbare and Makakoba, also centers for business, informal trading, and a lot of activity. And really this was looking at whether those spaces had responded to that shift and the extent to which the gender inequalities had shifted, had changed in any way.
The research, done over a three-year period from 2013, was part of an international research project called Safe and Inclusive Cities. It was carried out by the Women's Law Center at the University of Zimbabwe in collaboration with Oxfam Canada and was led by Professor Julie Stewart. Rosalie Katsande, a PhD candidate with the Women's Law Center and co-lead researcher, said there were many similarities in the areas in which the study was undertaken.
It's amazing how the findings duplicate themselves in the three cities. I think basically mainly due to the historical, right, going back in history, pre-independence, post-independence, because you can see Mbare, you can easily equate it with Makokova and even Rimuka in Kadoma, because these are pre-independent settlements or townships. It's the same issues of overcrowding, several families in the same rooms. I can't call them houses, right? These are rooms that were made for single men, but now they are accommodating families.
Turning to the issue of violence, Maseko said although the research also showed that women consider interpersonal violence as a serious problem, many of the other problems that they ranked above it are part of what is known as structural violence, which is described as, quote, everyday violence or part of the normative fabric in social and political life. She said there was a link between interpersonal violence, particularly domestic, and structural violence involving access to justice, adding that structural violence worsens domestic violence.
I think the key findings really are around the fact that structural violence is pervasive and very complex, and particularly for women in terms of their experiences with institutions, accessing services, accessing houses.
The research also found that there was a correlation between men's unemployment and increase in domestic violence, with some women revealing that their husbands' loss of jobs meant that their husbands stayed at home more, limiting their freedom to also engage in income-generating projects and help look after their families. The researchers say they will share their findings with policymakers so as to help ensure that the problems identified in the research can be addressed. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is committed to promoting religious freedom around the world, including in South Asia. Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom David Saperstein said that while there have been positive developments from both governments and civil society in South Asia, serious challenges remain. In Pakistan, the government has made significant efforts under its National Action Plan to combat sectarianism and violent extremism. However, violence against religious minorities at the hands of extremists continues. In addition, blasphemy laws are still on the books and convictions still occur, with over 20 people currently sentenced to death or serving life sentences for blasphemy convictions. The United States opposes blasphemy laws, apostasy laws, and punishment of conversion laws everywhere. Such legislation is too frequently used to oppress those whose religious beliefs differ from the majority. In India, faith communities are mobilizing to challenge violent extremism. At the same time, India has seen its share of communal violence. One non-governmental organization reported that there was an attack on a Christian almost every day in 2015 in India. Sri Lanka is in the process of drafting a new constitution and is one of the few situations where there has been notable change in a positive direction, said Ambassador Saperstein. January brought the arrest of the leader of Bodu Balasena, a violent group that victimized Sri Lanka's religious minorities. In Nepal, ethnic and religious tensions remain, and the constitution includes a provision against conversions. In Bangladesh, extremists have targeted secular bloggers, brutally murdering them. The U.S. is also concerned about an increase in violence against religious minorities and their places of worship by militants claiming affiliation with ISIL. No nation, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said, can fulfill its potential if its people are denied the right to practice, to hold, to modify, to openly profess their innermost beliefs.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 Meter Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. And now, as usual, it's time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Forum, we have the pleasure of speaking to the AU Goodwill Ambassador on Early Child Marriages, Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda, who is in New York attending the United Nations Commission Status on Women meeting, which is currently underway and will end next week. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Gumbonjanda.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about this meeting. What impact will it have on the women's movement and how important is it?
60th UN Commission on the Status of Women is the first commission meeting since the adoption of the Sustainable Development Goals by the General Assembly last year. And the focus is on women's empowerment and sustainable development. We have negotiations going on, focusing on how can we move from commitment to implementation for us to achieve gender equality and women's rights. We have been very much involved in creating space for young people. We had a pre-CSW forum for youth, which is the first youth forum for CSW that we have ever had, where young people are also raising their recommendations on what needs to be included and what they want to see their governments prioritize. There's a very strong message that we need opportunities for young people, economic opportunities, and that education needs to go beyond primary education. Very strong recommendations around young women and health, especially around sexual and reproductive health and rights, and a strong lobby from the Southern Africa region around HIV and the need to support people living with HIV, especially young women. And, of course, the issue of child marriage and forced marriage is very high on the agenda, since this is also one of the targets of the SDGs.
And from your observation, what is the importance of including the youth? Especially, you say this was the first inaugural youth conference that you've had at CSW.
First, it's important that we understand that the young people who are 15 years today would be 30 years by the year 2030. Those who are 20 in their 20s would be in their 40s. And so it's important that young people are the ones who are being impacted by the issues, but they are also the decision makers of tomorrow around these issues. And young people, looking at it demographically, we know in the world that we have today, the world is becoming younger and younger demographically, and we have more young people and more women. So we always say the future is getting to be young and female. And that data itself tells us that young people are going to be decision makers, they are going to be producers of knowledge or products, and the main consumer base just from an economic perspective. And yet they are the ones who are impacted by lack of opportunities to education, they are the ones who are dying more due to maternal deaths. And so it's just natural that we must place the issues of young people, especially young women and girls, at the center.
You talked about the importance of implementation, especially when you've come up with recommendations from some of these conferences. But are you getting any commitment? We understand the Zimbabwean government is represented there. What kind of commitment are you getting?
I had an opportunity to meet in the corridors with some of the government officials who are here, from both the ministry and some of the members of parliament, from the Women Parliamentary Caucus. And this morning I had consultations with the Zimbabwean NGOs from Zwala, Wilsa, Kat, Charlie, Rosaria Memorial Trust, very strong. And they were very clear. The civil society and women's groups are clear that, yes, we need all these global commitments, but we need at the national level practical interventions. We need laws that protect women's rights. So there's a lot of excitement around the constitutional decision relating to child marriage, but it's also how do we move from just having a constitutional decision to actually having legislation that comprehensively address the issue of child and forced marriage in Zimbabwe.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. We hope you are going to have a good weekend. Music of Peter Tosh coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Now to recap today's top stories. ZANU-PF and opposition party officials say it may be difficult to recover $15 billion in potential diamond revenue, which was allegedly looted in Zimbabwe. And a research indicates that women are still struggling to access housing programs in urban areas. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyalambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 19 Mbimbitho 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingali tshona njani izulu kandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, wayengusenetha wemakhokhoba umnumzana Matson Hlalo uthi uzaqhubeka elwisa ukuthi aphiwe isikhundla sakhe.
Vele lapha kubulawayo sibe problem kathokozane Khuphi oletha abantu ngamabhasikiti nsuku zonke.
Ukuvalwa kwamafekitali kobulawayo kuqhubekela phambili.
Nga umuntu engakhuluma ukuthi ama-factory ayavalwa ngabona ngumuntu ongahlali ezimbani. Ama-factory avalwa kudala.
Namhla sikhangela amasonto alemikhuba emangalisayo ase South Africa.
So ungathatha inyoka uyidlisa kanjani umuntu inyoka ephilayo wesi ininyoka vela idli thotho abantu badlutshani utshani lokhana kudalela izifuyo akudalelwa ngokuthi abantu badlutshani.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Wayengusenetha wemakhokhoba umnumzana Matson Hlalo uthi uzaqhubeka elwisa ukuthi aphiwe isikhundla sakhe. Uhlalo waxotshwa kubandla le-MDCT lokuba ngusenetha ngoba wala ukwesula udaba emthethwandaba lapho ayephikisa ukukhethwa kukamnumzana Gift Banda ukuba ngumgcinisihlalo webandla kobulawayo. NgoLwesihlanu uhlalo ubesemthethwandaba njalo lapho kade ephikisa khona ukuxotshwa kwakhe. Isinqumo salolu daba sizakwethulwa kumalanga amalutshwana alandelayo. Sixoxelaye uhlalo ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Isikhalazo sami Gandhi ukuthi nxa ungumuntu okuthi usuxotshiwe ephathini singakhangeli ukuthi kade vele ngixotshelweni ngoba umele kwazakala ukuthi ukuxotshwa kwami ngixotshelwa ukuthi yindaba ngingavumanga. Ngiye withdraw amaphepha ami e-court lapho engangiwine khona ukuthi uGift Banda kasuwa chairman njalo uGift Banda wabhanwa i-court ukuthi angazake abambe isikhundla sokuba ngu-chairman wakobulawayo ngenxa yokuthi umuntu omutsha. Njoba lisazi ukuthi vele lapha kobulawayo sibe problem kathokozane Khuphi oletha abantu ngamabhasikiti nsuku zonke. Lisenzelwa ukuthi abe nguye ozabe ekhuluma ukuthi lapho umuntu omele angene esikhundleni esinje nguloyo. Akusalandelwa sekuyikho kwenza abantu laba ababe-MDC ukuze bangene ephathini leyo. Ngoba iphathi ile-constitution yayo ehambelana lento zonke omele zenzakale. Manje ethokozane abala constitution abayinanzelelayo. Sekwabo sengani iphathi yi-business yabo lapho abantu omele bakhuluma mkhonzi. Uyakhumbula nalesana sikhathi kwafakwa uGordon Moyo. Naye ngazenza izindlela nokuthi vele wayengekho ndawo engakabe vele abe sephathini. Kuthiwa nguye-ke sekumele anintise ukuba ngu-chairman. Ngaye nimpisa ukwangu-chairman uyenziwa imikhuba leyani eyazakalayo ukuthi kuyacilwa kurigwe kwenze yonke into ukuthi umuntu wakhona azawini.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Matson Hlalo owayengusenetha wemakhokhoba engowebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Ukuvalwa kwamafekitali kobulawayo kuqhubekela phambili, kodwa omunye usomabhizimusi waleli dolobho umnumzana Albert Mhlanga utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi amafekitali kade avalwa.
Nxa umuntu engakhuluma ngokuthi amafekitali ayavalwa ngabona ngumuntu ongahlali ezimbabwe. Amafekitali avalwa kudala. Akusela ama-factory avuliweyo lawo ongawona evuliwe njengoba nangathi ku-December ngabantu nje ababelinde imtshina belinde nama-building kungela production ekhona. Otherwise i-economy yeZimbabwe isiwile kulevuliyana ukuthi asiboni ukuthi umnyaka lo siyaphela siyabe singasakhulumi nge-economy. I-economy ezomnotho sezehle kakhulu sibile ukuthi lanxa ama-accountant ayengakufundelanga lokhu osokuseZimbabwe.
Amabandla aphikisayo kukhona yini angakwenza ngoba siyezwa kuthiwa kule mali ezingangabo 15 billion ezicasha.
O
okumele kwenzakale ngoba imali okuthiwa yi-15 billion eqatileyo leyo yimali encane ngoba umnumzana uTendai Biti engu-minister of finance wayekutho ukuthi imali iyacatha eyema-diamonds eyama-minerals amaningi kayiyi kuhulumende yayisiya ezikhwameni zamanye amadoda. Yikho-ke into esimangalisileyo thina singabantu bezimbabwe upresidenti ngokwakhe yena nguyozikhulumeleyo ukuthi imali eyo yacatha plazi futhi nguye futhi ayekuphika ukuthi akula mali engawo. So kuthiya abantu bezimbabwe benkingankinga ukuthi khathi kuhamba njani, kodwa abamabandla khathesi abangakwenza bangazihluphi ngokuningi lokhu kwenzakalayo, kabamanyane bebe ndawonye bese sithi ekucineni njengani ukhetho soluseduze bahlangane bahlanganise amavoti abo akhethe nje upresidenti oyedwa oqondana nalo owezano okhona. Yikho ukuze upresidenti lo okhona aphume ngoba akula muntu ongayinvesta kuleli lizwe lo upresidenti ekhona.
Lo ngumnumzana Albert Mhlanga, usomabhizimusi wedolobho lakoBulawayo. Ibandla leZimbabwe People First lithi seliqede ukulungisa ingatsha zalo zama-structures elizweni lonke jikelele, osekusele ikukhetha nje kuphela inkokheli. Sixoxe lesiphathamandla saleli bandla elikhokhelwa ngowayengumsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru, umnumzana Max Mkandla, ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Hayi, thina njengebandla-ke sivele siphambo kwabo kakhulu abantu bona laba sebexokozela. Thina sibumba ibandla elokuthi khona siyewina ngalo ama-elections ngo-2018. Ngakho-ke ekubumbeni kwethu ibandla lona leli silibumba ngabantu esibathola kuzo zonke indawo. Amaphathi la kabasela bantu, abantu sebebuye kithi kakhulu, sesibaqedela abantu. Yikho thina sithetha ama-province yithi esaziyo ngokubuya kwabantu. Sibona ngokubuya kwabantu kangelele khona lokhu ukuthi khona kungaze kwaba lokuxokozela kakhulu okwenziwayo, kodwa abantu sibabambi kungaze kwangena omunye umuntu khona lapho yafike ephambanisa abantu.
Njengoba ibandla lenu lisanda sungulwa, lizakhetha nini inkokheli kumhlangano we-Congress?
Hayi, umhlangano we-Congress phela lyona it's a formality kuphela. Inkokheli sabe sesiyibe lazo sesihamba sisiya ku-Congress sinesethu i-strategy esisenzayo different with other political parties. So sile ndlela thina esizakwenza ngayo engayisiye amanye amapati.
Liza kwenza nini lokhu?
Hayi, vele siku-ground kathesi yikho sesikwenza ngoba kathesi sesiqedile ngokwama-structures ethu sesimobhalayiza kuphela kokuthi khona kube le-lontshi liyane ukuthi upresident ehambe amaprovinsi wonke. Ngemva kwakhona lokhu upresident sekuhambile amaprovinsi wonke njengendlela esiyizama ukuthi siyenze. So kuzabonakala kokukhona khona abafana ukuthi khona sesisiya ngapha entubeni enkulu kusiye ku-Congress.
Kunini lapho kuzayenzakala konke lokhu?
Kathi esifithane esilandelayo sona lesi upresident angaqeda nje uhambo lwakhe njengoba vele lakho eseluswa kangaka ekusaveleni sikabamfuna ukuthi ehambe kakhulu ebantwini, kodwa-ke hhayi uzahambe engena ebantwini amaprovinsi wonke.
Lo-ke umnumzana Max Mkandla, isiphathamandla sebandla leZimbabwe People First, bekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Amakholwa eZimbabwe ahlala kwele South Africa sekhuthaze osowabo kwele South Africa leZimbabwe ukuthi baqaphele bangazihlanganisi lenqwaba yamabandla ezenkolo asehlume agcwala indawo yonke esenza ukuganga lemisebenzi yamasalamusi engasekelwa liBhayibheli. UBenedict Nhlapho sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Kudala abantu bebesiya enkonzweni besiyakhuleka ukuhlabelela lokukhonza uNkulunkulu. Wasekusenzakala eSouth Africa leZimbabwe sekuchiye iningi lamakholwa libambe owangaphansi. Abafundisi abadlisa abantu inyoka, inwele notshani, abathela abantu ngamanzi abilayo, abachumayela begade abantu sengathi baphezu kwembongolo, abenza owesifazane azithwale ahlabelede phakathi kwemizuzu, abagcwalisa imota iphethulo ingazange iye egalaji, labelapha besifazane ngokwabelana labo ucansi, ngezinye zezinto eziningi esezijiya amakholwa amaningi elesithuli. Isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Bridget Ndlovu ocula eqenjini lezokholo elengilozi zezulu uthi lezi zikigaba abazibonayo yikugcwaliswa kombhalo othi ngensuku zokugcina kuza kuba labaprofethi bamanga.
Inyoka ivini ensimini nase-Edeni yiyo eyasuka yayengawu-Eva.
So ungathatha inyoka uyidlisa kanjani umuntu, inyoka ephilayo wesi and inyoka vele ayidliwe. Thothi abantu badla utshani, utshani lokhana kudalelwa izifuyo, akudalelwanga ukuthi abantu badla utshani. Okunye senokubona uthola abafundisi, uthiwa umfundisi uma yitshumayela kanye atheli phansi kumele agibele phezu kwabantu. Angiboni ku-right lokhana, lokhana ku-abhuse abantu, ukuthi abantu bahluphekile and abantu uma behluphekile bayenza noma yini.
Unkosazana Ndlovu kutaza izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa leZimbabwe ukuthi zihlole imimoya njengokutsho kombhalo, hatshi ukuthathekiswa ukuthi umuntu uyabona wenza imangaliso loba ukusiza.
NgoiBhayibheli sisho nalo ukuthi ngensuku zokugcina kuzoba nabafundisi bamanga abazokuthi intaba sukuma, intaba isukuma ihambe, abazokhuluma izibonakalisa abazoyenza yonke lento. Leyana yi-magic, i-black magic. So lokhana abantu abaningi basuka bengakuboni. Mina ngokubona kwami ngithi black magic. Ngoba abafundisi abaningi bacatsha ngegama lika Jesu, whereas bona besenza satanism. And wathola ukuthi umuntu uhluphekile, so kumele ukhiphe a certain amount ukuthi ukwazi ukusizakala. Kukanti uJesu enihamba echumayela, wayeyila abantu for free.
Umnumzana James Spanda, odabuka eGwanda, uthi usathane uhlakaniphile yikho esethele umoya wakhe kwabanye abafundisi. Ngesikhathi iningi labantu liphakathi kwenhlupho ukuze kubonakale sengathi bayasizakala.
Abantu abaqhaphele kakhulu kulezo zigigaba ezenzeka emhlabeni bengathathwa ludumo, bebone inkonzo igcwala mhlambe kusenzeka kanti be izimoto izimali bethathwa imali ezingakanani. Don't mind about those stuff abazitholayo, wena khuleka uNkulunkulu umqondo omkhonzayo kwenzela ukuthi na nasewugqineni uthole umqhele wokuphila ekhala kwaYezulwini. Amen.
Unkosikazi Thembi Sibanda ocula eqenjini lezokholo ele Sisters of Paradise uxwayisa uZulu ukuthi ekele ukuthatheka ngale imimoya ngoba uzaphelela esihogweni.
Lathi abantu singothathekile too much, lokho vele kuyinto wrong, akulanto ekuthi right enjalo. Because ukukhuleka ucabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu wena engakuzwa ukukhuleka umphezulu komunye umuntu, kawuzange kwashiwo lokho eBhayibhelini.
Unkosazana Simanda uthi nxa ulohlupho guqa phansi ukhuleke kumvela ingqangi, hatshi ukuzidingela imikhokha ngezinto ezakuchithela imali zibuye zikuhluphe kusasa.
Kusebuhleli kusebubini, uyazi uma ngiguqa lana ngikhuleka ngithi uNkulunkulu wami ngiyabonga, kumbe uNkulunkulu wami ngicela lokho uzongizwa, ngoba vele ngicela ngeqiniso futhi ngilokholo lokuthi uNkulunkulu ukhona uzonginikeza into engifuna. Umuntu womuntu akazikhulekeli, hayi ukuthi uzoyokhulekela umuntu azakufake namanye amademoni, hayi cha, leyo ayisonto right.
Kusenjalo ngenxa yalokhu kuganga osekungene kwezokholo, ikomishini evikela amalungelo abezenkolo kwele South Africa iphakathi kokudinga indlela ezakwenqabela ukusebenza kwabafundisi laba labaprofeti abeza bembede isikhumba semvu, kanti ngaphakathi zimpisi ezingela ezingabadla. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane labesifazane.
Siyalamukela uhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana, lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Lamuhla siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo yethu lo nkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni omela iNkayi North edalele ePhalamende engowebandla leZANU-PF esichasisela ngemizamo yakhe yokuthuthukisa impilo yabantwana kuba kulesi sigaba kwezemfundo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga. Uyazi ukuthi lokho engangena eNkayi kuhamba kuhle kakhulu. Ngithe ngingena eNkayi ngale bekulama secondary schools amabili kuphela alo A level. Khathesi ama secondary schools alo A level asefika 8. Ngithe ngingena eNkayi kulama ward angela secondary school angu 7. Wonke khathesi siyeNkayi akula ward engela secondary school. Eyinye siyivule 2 weeks ago. Sisilwa futhi ukuthi ivulo. Ngabe ngangingekho abantwana ngabe bayaqhubeka esiba lokukhathazeka.
Lingazibetha ngamabizo ezinye izigaba lamanye ama ward.
Yeah, eMthengelele kuwodi 26 sifake ilokuzweni secondary school eMthengelele. Sifake secondary school esikhoboko. Sifake secondary school kuwodi 2 ebingekho kuwodi 2 emaphasapha. Sifaka isecondary school ezing 2 kuwodi 8 engwaladi lenyamazana. Sifake secondary school kuwodi 1 esembeule. Khona le kuboda le silobele khathe sikhuluma so senginegotiate lamanye ama-church ifuna ukufaka i-boarding school kuwodi 10 ama-secondary schools wonke wona lawo ayengekho kutho ukuthi abantwana besithi bangafika ku-grade 7 sebehlala phansi kumbe bahambe imimango efika 10 kilometers. Khathesi sengilwisa ukuthi ama-secondary schools la abe lamagete ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana khathesi-ke babe le-computer ngoba lapho ungumkhokheli ungainvesti generation ebuyayo uyabungela kusasa yesizwe. Khathesi ungakhangela enkayi uzathola ukuthi balutshwane abantwana abangabuyela baye kuba ngamanesi, baye kuba ngamapholisa, baye kuba ngamatitsha. Ngilesinye isikolo esilamatitsha vele maswingo kuphela okungela ngitsho gabavele lakwethu bavele maswingo kuphela bona. So khonokuyana ungazi ukuthi wena yinafaka nini abantwana abavela la kuzaba yinkinga lapha wena njengomkhokheli ungazange waqala wafacilitate education yabo. Kuma secondary schools laba babe sebepasile ukuthi bapasa uform 4 kuhle kumbe bapase uform 6 kuhle ngiyabancedisa ukuthi bangene kuma colleges ukwenzela ukuthi bangangena kuma colleges bese bebuyela back besiyasebenza ekhaya.
Ye laphana belisathi lincedisana lezakhamizi yizo yini ezakhayo lapha imali njalo liyithatha ngapi?
Ye izakhamizi ziyachaya izidina sibe sesisakha ke izikolo bese kusithi lami ngazuza izimali enxenzuze ezinye nyathatha kusalary yami yebu MP ezinye nyaphiwa ngabangani bese sincetsana ukukhweza uphahla kumbe sinikana isamende kumbe okunye okunjalo.
Ye belisathi kulokunye njalo eselikwenzile.
Ye kuthi angisho abone ukuthi abantwana bangaphuma esikolweni ngaphandle kobana umntwana abe lakwenzayo ngezandla noma umuzi wakhe ukuthi awurane kuyabanzima. So sesisakha laphana egwelitshena i-training center. I-training center leyana sitrena amajaha ukuthi benze i-building abangamankazana bathungi. Laba abangamajaha abaningi bakhona sebethe bephume khona phana bathola imisebenzi eyokuthi babe ngobhilida. Abanye ngikhuluma so although I'm not encouraging it base Botswana bakhathiwe bangobhilida khona ngayo. Lathi ngapha enkayi asashoti obhilida abazabe besakhela abadala izindlu kube le competition yokuthi sakhe izambuzi. Kwakhiwe izambuzi ezinhle kakhulu and abantu bayakuthokozelela khona kuyabo. And abantwana abathungayo siyaba kutaza futhi ukuthi bese bethungela izikolo ama-uniform khonokuyana kwenza ukuthi bese bezidalela imisebenzi bona.
Like lathi lina kulesinye isikolo lapho kulaba balisi abavela emaswingo kukhona elikwenzayo ngalokhu yini ukubona ukuthi abantwana bafunda ngolimi abaluzwisisayo?
Yinto esangikhathazayo kakhulu yona leyo but okungidisturbe kakhulu yikuthi u-headmaster wakusona eso sikolo usexotshe omunye umama ove kumele ukuthi ngabe uyafundisa la ekhonapha. Manje umama lo akumphathi kuhle khonokho. Sazama ukuthi sikubone ukuthi uza kuhambisa njani, kuhamba njani. Lapha bevele emaswingo kodwa bekhuluma isiNdebele, befundisa ngesiNdebele, akula problem. Okule problem khona ukuthi bese befika ngale bangaze bafundisa abantwana ngolimi lwabo. And that is the policy yeZimbabwe ukuthi abantwana kabafundiswe ngolimi lwabo.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo loNkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni omela inkayi North edalele phala mente engowebandla leZANU-PF. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile Mhlanga. Ukugqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje kesikhangele ebezikhokhela. Owayengusenator weMakhokhoba uMnumzana Matson Hlalo uthi uzaqhubeka elwisa ukuthi aphiwe isikhundla sakhe. Ukuvalwa kwamafekitali kobulawayo kuqhubekela phambili. Siligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama nguChris Gande Lilali.
You have been been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.